Blog Talk Radio.
Love that shit. Enough of that shit. Let's just get down to it because we're revamping the whole show because some things went down, right? This show's still going to be called Made in China, but like I'm taking everything to the next level. I'm taking the show to the next level. I'm taking the domains to the next level. And here's pretty much why. I just want to like throw some stuff out there. So like Taylor Swift started spying on me, right? Or like talking to me, whatever, in a weird ass way about like 5-6 months ago, right? And so like I totally like trusted her and whatever in her weird way, or her and her people like talk to you. And like I came up with this idea for like this website, right? But I didn't want to tell anybody because I knew that these people would try to steal my idea and pawn the shit off as their own. Kind of like, you know, keeping it back or whatever, but trying to tell them what my idea was because, like, I'm stuck here because of federal prison and whatever, and I can't, like, go and talk to them. So, like, I knew that, like, she was totally capping my phone and listening to my conversations and like, watching me on Instagram and everything else. So, like, in the weird kind of talking way, like, I'm giving out this information of, like, what my idea is of what I think that, like, she should do and like, where I wanted. I didn't give her everything. I gave him, like, a little small portion. I was, like, I was creating this thing on Instagram, and like, I was totally doing something different. Like, she totally invaded my life, right? I was, like, minding my own business. She invaded my life. And, like, I was like, okay, well, I mean, like, maybe we can do something together. Like, I got this idea. And I came up with this idea, and it was totally for her, right? I created it, you know what I'm saying? So I knew that my phone was being tapped. So, like, I knew the only way that I could communicate with a weird ass was, like, you know, tell, like, some of the information over the phone. And then, like, she would, like, you know, send messages on, like, I don't know, on whatever radio station, but I knew it was her talking to me, right? And it sounds totally crazy, but when you got $300 million, right, and you control the media, you can do whatever you want, like when you control the music industry. So like that's how we're talking. That's like how we've been talking. So like I was like, okay. So at some point I was like, well, I can't get to wherever these people are to talk to them. So I'm just going to get on the phone with my friend Mike and, like, tell him my idea. But I'm not really telling Mike my idea. I'm telling her and her people that, like, this is what I'm talking about doing because, like, this is the idea. And it's supposed to be way bigger than what they fucking stole and turned it into. So I'm doing this, and, like, I'm getting assurances from her and from her people that, like, oh, everything's going to be all right, blah, 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 this and that. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I give him a little bit more information. And then, like, I get told to contact Universal Music Group, right? And I'm like, well, I don't know how to contact Universal Music Group. So I contact Universal Music Group, right, through LinkedIn, because that's how you contact new businesses. And I tell them about, like, all these domains that I own and, like, this idea. But I don't tell them about this. I got this, like, Taylor Swift, like, something, blah, blah, blah. It's like such an obscure domain. I don't tell them about that, right? I just tell them about this, and they don't get back to me. So I get mad, and I want to relay a message to Taylor. So I get on the phone and talk to Mike, and I say, well, I'm going to, I got this Taylor Swift website, blah, 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 and I give him the domain. I'm going to put porn sites up on it. Within 3 days of saying that over the phone, I get an email from Taylor Swift's management company that I'm not supposed to use Taylor Swift's name on anything ever again, like blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, wow, how'd you even know that I own those domains unless you're tapping my phone, right? And listening to my conversations and stealing my ideas or whatever. So I was like, okay, cool. So I went out and I like set up a completely different company, right? My own corporation, TS7 Tour Corp, right? I own TS7 domains. I own JB5 domains. I own a whole bunch of domains, right? But it's my TSF Tour Corp. In fact, JB5 is, I got an EIN number from the IRS, TS7 Tour Corp, TS7. I got EIN numbers for all these companies. I totally incorporated the whole, and I created my own company because, like, these people were, like, too good for me, and they didn't want to work with me, you know, which is what I thought, but that's not what they were doing. They're like, oh, well, that's a great idea. We're just going to steal it. So I went back on Instagram, and I started creating the thing that I had been creating, and they're watching me because they're stealing whatever, because they're, like, fat fucks that can't do shit. And, like, oh, my God, well, she's got 32 Grammys. Oh, my God. Well, how many of those does she owe to somebody else? You know what I'm saying? You know, Tim McGraw should, like, get 31 Grammys. So, anyway, so I go and I create this company, and, like, I set up this Instagram account, and I point all the traffic to, like, my website, right? And I finally get a video to go viral on TS7, and TS7 is coming, and JB5, and on TS7 Tour Corp. Right, which are all domains that I own underneath a corporation that I own, right? So this video starts going viral, right? It's got, like, in, like, 1 week, I got, like, 167,000 views. I had, like, 50,000 profile views going to my profile, right? All of a sudden, it gets hacked and destroyed, right? It totally destroys my company. So, like, I'm still being cool about it, and I, like, try to, like, man, like, try, oh, okay, well, because I was, like, writing content for Taylor Swift and whatever, and, like, giving her ideas for all this other stuff that she's probably fucking stolen and used as well. So then, like, you know, I'm like, well, I'll just be patient and wait. You know, I'll just be patient and wait because she's probably not a bad person. Like, you know, she's not – her people aren't sitting there stealing my ideas or anything like that. Or, like, you know, she's probably just busy, like – filming cats or whatever, fucking doing, or paying for Joe Alwyn's faggot ass to get a BAFTA award or whatever the fuck she's doing because she's got $300 million. Like, she's totally got to fucking, like, crush my life, you know? So now, like, 3 days ago, Taylor Swift all of a sudden rolls out this website, like, this whole idea that I came to him with that they went and they destroyed my shit. You know, I went to them with, they said, don't do that. We don't. And so I went and created my own stuff that had nothing to do with anything to do with her. They hacked into my Instagram account. They destroyed that. And now they're rolling out this website. Oh, my God, you're the most brilliant people in the world. And so now I'm, like, pissed off about it. So, like, when I go and talk on Instagram, here's how bad it is. Like, I go and talk on Instagram to talk about this stuff, that what really happened, and, like, I got all this proof that this happened. Now, like, when they don't like what I'm commenting or what I'm tagging or anything, like, they block my tags. So I can just, like, if I put up a video and I put up a video of what I want, they don't let me do that, right? They totally block it. I can't tag anything, right? So you guys invaded my life and then got me to, like, completely changed my life, come up with this idea, come to you with the idea, right? Then you deny me the idea, so I create my own company, you destroy it, and now I'm not supposed to talk about it. I thought this was motherfucking America, man. I don't know what the fuck you people think you're doing or what you think. Like, I designed the whole fucking system, all right? Like, you didn't design shit. You just stole the fucking little busy idea because you're fucking too stupid to come work with me. So, like, now I can't comment on Instagram, right? Well, guess what? I own all these domains, and I got a blog show. So now I'm just gonna start carrying the blog show, all right? So, like, I mean, I made this, like, video about Target, right? Because I'm, like, on this hunger strike for this Taylor Swift website to come out because it's such an amazing idea that they came up with that they fucking totally ripped off from me. So I'm like, oh, my God, like, I should go on a hunger strike because she's so amazing. She's got 32 Grammys and all her people are so fucking smart. And, like, the whole idea is my idea that you fucking stole from me after you fucking hacked my phone, sat there and stalked me. You know what I'm saying? And now, like, you're ripping me off. Now I can't even talk on Instagram. I mean, who the fuck do you people think you are? So now we're going to the next level. Now I'm completely changing the fucking show. And I know hackers, too. You know, I went to school for the shit. All right? So you guys can suck a fucking dick. All right? So this episode is called Taylor Swift and Target. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tear backlink it, Taylor Swift and Target, and I'm going to keep on backlinking the shit, to all my hacker friends, like, that are all worldwide, and then I'm going to fucking hook it into the domains, just like I told you motherfuckers that I was going to do, but your bitch asses were too stupid, and you're like, oh, well, he's not good enough for us. He's not on Us Weekly Magazine. You know, fuck you, and fuck Us Weekly. Fuck Us Weekly. You know what, bitches? You don't silence me. You don't run a motherfucking thing, and you're going to get it through your head in about 2 fucking seconds. All right? Peace out, bitch.